Last evening, the Marinette City Council tackled urgent issues surrounding the aging of the City Hall building at the Committee of the Whole meeting. Mayor Steve Genesod opened the discussion with two possible relocation options: moving City Hall to the UW Library building, or constructing a new facility near the Armory close to the police station where there are soil problems. But one major challenge remains: the building's elevator. It's currently leaking oil into the ground, needs a new cylinder, and possibly more problems, and the city now has 30 days to decide: decommission the elevator or attempt repairs. The cost? Still unknown, but looking at a starting point of around $200,000 to $300,000. City Council President and Member at Large Dorothy Kowalski had this to say about the matter.
We're all sitting here trying to figure out what the extra costs are going to be if we do the elevator here. The HVAC is going. It's a when. But we're looking at how much will it cost to go to the university if we have to do renovations. How much is it going to cost with the soil and having to make changes there at the Armory. So all these numbers are floating around, and it's like, okay, will it be less to stay here? Will it be less to go there? And that's why I said we need to look at all of those things. I came in thinking university. I still think we should go there, but I understand everybody else's concerns about money and things like that.
Councilmember Mike Wolf.
What I'm most concerned with is how much the taxpayers will have to spend on any project that we continue with today, and also access for the community. After all, we work for them, not the other way around.
Each council member spoke their thoughts, concerns, and ideas. City Engineer Brian Miller and City Inspector Kurt Demlow were on hand to answer any questions the council might have had. The council will meet again on Tuesday, June 3rd at 5 p.m. in council chambers, where a decision will need to be made. For Bay Cities Radio, I'm Melissa Ebsch.